Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Real excited to welcome our next guest to the program. OG Singletary is making his first visit to the show to talk to us not only about his love of bringing stories to life, but what it was like for him to work on the new project, Misguided Altruism. We'll talk to him not only about the subject matter, which was Dr. Brazil, but also what it was like for him to get the attention of others with the project, as well as, of course, to be able to tell an important story along the way. OG, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine, man. You know, the great thing about you is that you are doing what so many people just talk about. You've been able to work on some amazing projects in the past. You're currently still working on some great projects. What has it been like for you, OG, to not only have a love, of course, of being in this business, but being able to do that every day?
It's like I'm living my dream, honestly. You know, since I was a little boy, my father's a director, so I dreamed of one day being like my father. So me being in the place that I am today, I feel really blessed and honored to be in this situation.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad that you mentioned your father, because I mean, you were able to work on this project, actually, Misguided Altruism, with him as well as one of the executive producers. Did that even make it even more special for you, as you were not only being able to tell this story, of course, you know, of Dr. Brazil, but also, of course, to be able to work on this project with people that were just as passionate about it as you were?
Absolutely. I mean, having my father's support, my father was the executive producer of this project on Misguided Altruism. Having his support and guidance in this has been very, very a blessing, man. It's been instrumental to us, you know, doing a good job. And, you know, it's just been great to have him and his experience on board. It's been an awesome experience. Not only my father, but my brother. It's been a real family project. My brother was an editor / producer on the project as well. So, you know, being able to work with my family on something we all feel passionate about is just, you know, an amazing experience.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think the entire project, Misguided Altruism, has to do, of course, with passion. I mean, there are very passionate feelings on both sides that you're able to capture in the documentary. But also it centers around something, and it's interesting when I was watching the trailer, you know, it centers around something that everyone believes is of importance, and that is, of course, education. How did the initial idea for Misguided Altruism come about?
To be honest with you, I was a sophomore attending Morehouse College, and my mother called me and said that Dr. Brazil was being investigated. Now, I had already gone through Dr. Brazil's program, and you know, he and his program had a lot to do with my decision for attending Morehouse, and I honestly feel like he you know, had a lot to do with my excitement for going to college. But when I became aware of Dr. Brazil and his troubles, I became concerned. I finished the semester and went back home to Los Angeles to watch to get in touch with Dr. Brazil, and I realized he was in court fighting, and I went to court to show my support for him, and it bothered me because, you know, I was in rooms with thousands and thousands of parents, students, you know, in the program, and I was the only student there. I just felt like, to be honest with you, I felt embarrassed because he had helped so many and gone out of his way. And I just felt like, you know, people kind of turned their backs on him in his deepest time of need. And I felt, that's when it kind of hit me, like, yo, I, you know, want to do what I can, because I felt so bad. And, you know, with me being a storyteller, filmmaker, I felt that that was the best way for me to kind of get his story out there. That's how I could kind of do my part.
Right, right. I want to say for those who may not be familiar with Dr. Brazil, though, OG, that he was the founder of the Los Angeles Community Outreach Program, and the main focus was to help inner-city students especially to be able to apply for college, you know, and to prepare for college. So, you know, as you were saying, you know, he had helped so many people along the way, but there were, you know, some very serious charges that he was having to face, and that's what we're able to kind of get a glimpse of in the teaser for the documentary. And you said something that was really interesting. You said, of course, you know, you had this passion, as you were sharing, that you got from your father of being able, to share stories. So you saw this as an opportunity to be able to use that passion, to be able to bring attention to the story of Dr. Brazil. Did you have any idea, though, when you went into this project, and you even said about, you know, that he had helped so many people, and, you know, you felt as though in many ways some people had turned their backs on him, did you have any idea that there would be such deep passion on both sides both for him as well as against him?
Yes, yes and no. I mean, I definitely was aware that there'd be passion for him because I was, you know, that was my stance on the whole thing. But I also, from working on the project, I also understood, you know, certain people's perspective. I think it was important as a storyteller to tell both sides of the story. You know, that's why the title of the movie is Misguided Altruism, which Dr. Brazil, to be honest with you, had a problem with. He did not feel like his, you know, his mission was misguided whatsoever. But at the end of the day, as a storyteller, we had to do our due diligence to tell the other side of it. And, you know, he did break the law in certain situations. Now, you know, that thing about it, though, is that that's what people focused on. And the program was so much bigger than just that. And you know, and but I got to be honest, there were certain situations where Dr. Brazil did not, you know, break the law. He just, you know, he knew loopholes in the financial aid system and would encourage certain kids to you know, follow that process to go to school. Now, was he personally profiting and getting rich? No. So at the end of the day, him, you know, finding these loopholes in the system was all about getting kids an education, which I feel, you know, is a good thing. And you know, I feel like every kid, regardless of the financial situation, should have an opportunity to get an education, regardless of what their financial situation. I think that's what Dr. Brazil was fighting for. But, you know, we still have laws, and we do have to abide by those at the same time. So it's that, you know, it's that gray area of life that we're dealing with, and I think that's what Dr. Brazil was dealing with.
Yeah, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that, OG, here in just a moment. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today to OG Singletary. He's not only a filmmaker, a part of OG Productions, but an individual that's involved in, he's one of the executive producers of this new project that we're talking about, Misguided Altruism. In 2015, there'll be opportunities for you guys to be able to see it on the film festival circuit. We'll tell you guys about that a little bit later, as well as how you can stay connected with the film. OG, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back after this, okay?
Thank you.
Geico has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, Geico could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, Geico has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call Geico for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Have you ever lost a loved one? Had to cope with handling their affairs? Found yourself on a fact-finding mission not knowing where to begin? Help your family by securing your important information in a safe, convenient, internet-based lockbox. Provide safe storage for bereavement details, policies and documents, and give clear direction if unable to speak for yourself. Visit www.virtuallastwishes.com or call 1-877-389-0099.
Author Jennifer Luckett introduces Sassy Sparkle in the Trifling series. Follow her as she deals with her on-again, off-again relationship with Sabian and all the drama that surrounds him and his life. Will Sparkle be able to do what's best for her and find love in the process? That is what the reader will discover as you take this wild ride in this urban series. The Trifling series is available exclusively through Amazon in Kindle and paperback. For more about Jennifer, visit her on Facebook at facebook.com/author.jennifer. That's facebook.com/author.jennifer.
I used to drive all over town for low prices, but now I let Walmart's incredible new Savings Catcher do the work for me. I just enter my Walmart receipt online and Savings Catcher does the rest. It compares the prices I paid for items at Walmart with advertised prices from other top stores in my area. And if Savings Catcher finds a lower advertised price, Walmart gives me the difference on an e-gift card. Now that's my kind of work.
Introducing Savings Catcher from Walmart. Go to walmart.com/savingscatcher for details. Eligible items only. Restrictions apply.
And we're back with Conversations Live, and our conversation today with OG Singletary. We're talking to him not only about what it's been like for him to share his passion of filmmaking with the world, but also about his new project, Misguided Altruism, that takes us into the life and the trials of Dr. Oziel Brazil. We've been talking a little bit, OG, about, you know, how this documentary came about and, you know, how you really wanted to make sure that this story was told. You were able to get, you know, as we were saying earlier, able to get not only the support of your family on this, I mean, being producers along this project, but also, of course, Bill Duke to be able to narrate it. What was it like for you to see the way that people rallied around this project and wanted to be a part of the film?
It was an amazing experience. I mean, Bill Duke is an icon, somebody that I respect greatly. And the fact that he was willing to come on board and you know, he felt passionate about the story as well and, you know, did it, you know, pro bono, just did it for the love and the passion. It's good to see that it's not always about the money and that people, you know, just feel passionate about telling good stories. And that was the situation with Mr. Bill Duke. It was an honor to be able to work with him.
You know, I mentioned to you, and I just wanted to let our listeners know, OG, that I had said to you before we went live here that, you know, I think, you know, part of my job here is to make sure that people can kind of are able to see both sides of things. There will be some people who will look at what Dr. Brazil did. And, you know, I actually thought about this, to be honest with you, when I was watching the teaser for the doc, that, you know, we have all heard the saying, you know, that, you know, you can have the best of intentions, but it doesn't necessarily make it right. When you were going into this and you heard, you know, some of the allegations, of course, against him, some of the things, of course, that came out, you know, about this case, you know, how difficult was that for you as not only a filmmaker, but also someone, you know, who looked up to Dr. Brazil? How difficult was it for you to kind of use that as you were shaping the documentary?
It wasn't very difficult for me because I always felt that Dr. Brazil's intentions were good. I was one of his students, so I knew what his overall intention was, and that was really to help kids go to college. So I never had any, you know, any issues with that whatsoever. But like we were stating earlier, you know, I understand, you know, other people's stances on it and why people would feel another kind of way. But personally, I didn't really feel that way. I felt that I knew that his intentions were always good. And at the end of the day, it was about helping kids get an education. So I didn't have any, you know, hesitation or any setbacks with trying to tell that story to the best way possible.
You know, I guess my thought is, and I have to just say this, that, you know, I think it's very commendable, the work that he was doing through the community outreach program. But I can see where some people would say, okay, you want to help, you know, help these students. But is the way to do it to break the law? Can you see that part of it?
Yeah, I can see that part of it. But, you know, the thing is, though, is that it's no different. I mean, there's loopholes in the system that people take advantage of on a regular basis. Now, there's already, you know, I'm from Los Angeles. There's programs that exist where people are doing the same thing. But, you know, in my opinion, I think it was the fact that, you know, Dr. Brazil is responsible for over 18,000 students going to colleges and universities all over the country, and mainly Black and Latino kids. Now, there's other programs that do the same thing and encourage people to take advantage of these loopholes that Dr. Brazil was focused on. But I think, personally, that because he was helping so many Black and Latino kids, and kids that wouldn't normally get into certain universities and certain colleges were getting in, I think that was the issue, to me personally. I think that it was a thing with him going out of his way to help the minority students, and they weren't used to minority students being accepted to these colleges, and I think that was the issue. I think where we're at presently in the country right now and with what's going on, you know, recently in St. Louis and even New York, I think this you know, a Black or Latino kid getting an education is important. Dr. Brazil's work is so relevant, especially based off of where we're at dealing with racism in this country right now.
Yeah. So for you then, I mean, as you were going through the process, take us into the timing. How, from beginning to end, OG, how much time did it take to actually to produce the documentary?
Well, to produce a documentary, it was honestly a very long process. The thing about it is that this, as we talked about earlier, was a OG production project, which means, you know, that was solely based on, you know, myself, my father, and a small, talented crew of producers. But it was a passion project where we all, you know, we have, you know, I work in television, and a lot of my colleagues on this project work as well. So it was a thing where we just didn't focus on the documentary because we didn't have the means to do so. So it was like, you know, we had to, like, do it when we could. So, you know, it was a process. It was a longer process than I would I would have hoped, but we were dedicated, and we, you know, so overall, I think, let me just kind of back up a little bit. Originally, when Dr. Brazil was convicted and put in prison, I wrote Dr. Brazil a letter and asked his permission to be able to tell this story. Dr. Brazil gave us the permission to do so, and then I put together a team of young, hungry producers that wanted to, that felt as passionate about this project as myself, and then we went to work. And you know, it's a long process. The thing about it, though, is that, you know, we wanted to tell the story the best way possible, and we had to get access to people on both sides of the spectrum. Like, you know, we reached out to, you know, prosecuting attorneys. We reached out to defense attorneys. We reached out to people who wrote articles about Dr. Brazil, you know, supporting him. We reached out to people who wrote articles to Dr. Brazil that were against him. And, you know, it's a long, long process. Some people didn't want to be involved at all. We reached out to students. A lot of students were actually very, very scared to talk about it because they felt like the government would come after them for their involvement with Dr. Brazil. So that was always a challenging situation where some people just didn't want to be involved at all. And it was somewhat disappointing because, you know, you obviously want the support and you want people to get involved. And but I understood at the same time. But overall, just to, you know, it was a very long process. I think overall it probably took us about 4 years to complete the documentary, but well worth it in the end.
Well, the reason I wanted to ask that, OG, is because I wanted people to know, and again, it goes back to how we began this conversation, about passion. And passion is not something that is fleeting. It is something that kind of keeps you going throughout, no matter how long it takes. And I think the unfortunate thing is when we talk about passion on this program, sometimes people, if things don't happen in the next day or two or week, they give up on it. And to me, that's not really a passion. But it really shows your passion, you know, to go back to the why I asked the question, that you were willing to make sure that you guys got it right and that you were able to put your all into it and to make it the best that it can be. And I think that's what people are able to see. Already hundreds are coming to you guys online. I noticed on the Facebook fan page for it. So as the response is kind of growing, as the word is getting out, when people are able to see the film in 2015 here, you know, what is your hope, OG, that they're able to take away from it, and what kind of conversation are you hoping comes out of it?
Yeah, I just want, and thank you, honestly, for your comments about passion and our dedication for the film. I appreciate that. But overall, to answer your question, I just want people to start talking. I want people to, I want the discussion about education to come up and you know, Dr. Brazil's actions. I'd like to glorify this man as a hero. I think that there were a lot of situations where, you know, he's been broken down. He's been to jail. He owes the government X amount of dollars. Like, he's, you know, not in a good space. And I just feel that I want to make people aware of his story, his journey, and his passion for helping kids. And I feel like we need to create more Dr. Brazils. I think we need to create more opportunities out there for people to get education regardless of their financial situation. I just want the discussion to begin. I want people to just start talking and see if there's problems with our education, our educational system, and whether or not we can fix it or not. Let's just start talking, people. Please, let's come together. Let's talk about things. At the end of the day, regardless of people's financial situation, they should be able to get an education. And let's do something about that so that this problem doesn't happen anymore. And let's, you know, give Dr. Brazil the credit and respect he deserves for really, you know, dedicating his life to education.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think the other side of this, though, OG, is that you are now, as he was a mentor for you, you are now being a mentor for so many other people and showing them what is possible for them. And I think that's the great continuation of what you were able to get from Dr. Brazil. So I think even for those who never met him, may never meet him, you know, I think by looking at, you know, what you have done in your life and what you are doing in your life, I think it shows them what's possible for them. Is that also your hope? You know, we talked about earlier, this is a family affair. You know, you have a brother, you have your father, a part of this project as well. Is that also your hope, that people are able to look at what you guys are doing and say, you know what, we're not alone, that you guys can do this too if you're willing to put forth the effort, and whatever your goal or dream is, maybe it's not television, maybe it's not movies, but whatever it is, that if you guys are willing to put in your all, that you can be just as successful?
Absolutely. I mean, that was always something that my father stress to us is that, you know, regardless of what choice of career you choose in life, if you work hard and you're passionate about it, then, you know, good things will come out of that. And, you know, I encourage everybody to just, you know, do what they do to the fullest and, you know, be the best doctor, be the best lawyer, be the best plumber, be the best, you know, sanitation worker. Just be the best at whatever it is that you do. And great things come out of that. And I encourage that for everybody listening and everybody in the world to just be the best person they can be.
Right. And you're hearing her from someone who's definitely living that every day. Again, everyone, OG Singletary is our guest today. We're talking to him not only about his journey of being able to bring stories to life through film, but also his new documentary, Misguided Altruism, The Trials of Dr. Brazil. OG, let our listeners know how they can be able to stay connected with you. I know you guys are going to be making the rounds in 2015. How can they stay connected with you guys and keep updated on what's going on with the project?
Absolutely. Right now we're currently doing the film festival thing. We've submitted to several festivals all across the country. To stay updated on you know, when it's playing in your particular city, please go to Facebook/Misguided Altruism. And also we have a MisguidedAltruism.com website that people can kind of stay abreast of what's going on with the film. And I encourage people to express your opinion, even if you are pro or against Dr. Brazil. I just want the conversation to begin, and I welcome, you know, all opinions, and I think that that's what's beautiful about this country is that people have an opinion, so please express it, and let's go ahead and come together and figure out if we can, you know, fix this problem, or if you feel like there is a problem within the educational system.
All right. Well, OG, man, congratulations again to you, and thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, man. I really appreciate you.
All right. We want to once again thank OG Singletary for coming on our program today to talk to us not only about his new project, but also about the passion he has for Misguided Altruism. Make sure you guys are staying connected with him on Facebook. You know, it really is a fascinating story. And again, wherever you fall on it, either a pro or against Dr. Brazil, I think what OG said here is so important, and that is about the conversation that needs to take place. So we hope that you will continue to be a part of that conversation. That's going to do it for us for this part of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.